We have quite a hair-raising program for you today as Google decides who owns a gun. We're going to go into that a little deeper today in a show you do not want to miss. Now, I want to tell you about our spotlight sponsor. If you're roughly 85% of the men suffering from some sort of hair loss, you know that losing your hair sucks. In fact, when you start losing your hair as a guy, and maybe it was just me, but I was obsessed with it. Every time you'd see a hair fall, you'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be bald. And maybe because my dad was completely bald. What you may not know is the cause of your hair loss could be a hormone called DHT, and there is a solution. The FDA approved two hair treatment products to help control your DHT and prevent you from losing your hair. It's even triggered hair regrowth in a good percentage of guys. But until now, the product was very expensive. Keeps is now offering a generic version of those two approved hair products, so they're up to 90% effective, and they're totally affordable. With Keeps, you can save your hair without ever having to leave your home. You get a special deal right now. Go to keeps.com. That's KEEPS.com/Glenn. Get your free online doctor consult and your first month of hair treatment free. That's keeps.com/Glenn. keeps.com/Glenn. Don't lose your hair. Keep it. So the DOJ on Friday announced that they wanted a tech giant to fork over gun owners' information because they're just trying to stop crime. Well, yeah. We are about to be the people in Hong Kong, and we don't even see it coming. The information that is being collected on all of us, that the government is doing, the government is in bed with, and people are sharing. And this new system of government, this mob government that can tell you who works, who doesn't, who lives, who dies, who's shameful, who is great, they are going to have control of all of this information. It is a social credit score for America. And I'll begin to explain it in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
All right, here's what I want you to do. You take a cloth bag, you go outside, you find yourself some nice rocks. You pick a lot of different colors if you want. Put them in that bag, go home, then put that bag at the head of your bed and try to take a nap on it. I swear to you, that's sometimes the way it feels when you go and put your head down on a pillow, especially pillows that have gone flat or they're too big or whatever the problem is with your pillow, too hot all the time. It's like laying on a hot rock, lava rocks pillow. There is a pillow out there that once you've tried it, you will understand it stays soft. It stays cool through the night. It is the best pillow. Put your head on a MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com today and check out the new radio listener specials. You're going to find a variety of great deals. You're going to find the MyPillows on sale. You're also going to find the MyPillow dog bed, which you can get for $19.99. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And if you pre-order a copy of Mike Lindell's new book, your entire order is going to ship for free. So go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts, the deepest I think they've ever offered, on all MyPillow products, including the new dog bed for as low as $19.99. Enter the promo code Beck. Do it right now at 800-966-3117 or MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Look for the radio listener specials and use the promo code Beck. All right. Here's what broke last week. The Department of Justice on Thursday filed a court order stating they want Apple and Google to hand over the information of more than 10,000 gun owners. The DOJ wants information of gun owners who use the mobile app called Obsidian 4, which allows rifle owners to calibrate their scope using their cell phone. The government wants users' data as part of a larger immigration and customs enforcement investigation into breaches of weapons export regulation. This scope, we have stuff here in America that, you know, our enemies abroad would love to be able to get their hands on. And so we export, bad guys export some of this stuff. They buy it and export it. And the government's trying to catch these guys. Now, the company isn't under investigation, but the investigators are looking for a quick way to find out where the app is in use. So if it's in use in Afghanistan, then they know and they can track it all the way back to who sold them that. So it seems like a pretty good idea, except they're asking for a warrant on everybody. So anybody who has bought this, you're not under suspicion, but they're going to get all of your information. So did you download the app? What did you use it for? How long did you use it for? All of your information is going to go into the hands of the federal government. It's not really a good idea. This is not the way we issue warrants in America. But the problem is bigger than this. The problem is most people don't understand that we are, I don't even know how long we are before we get there, if we're not there now. My guess is by 2020, 2021, 22 on the outside, we are going to be living in a full social credit kind of world. We already are there. Now, here's what I mean by that. My podcast with Dave Rubin has been demonetized. Now, last week, Facebook would not promote Bridget Phetasy's podcast, which featured me. So a digital wall went up. If you went to Facebook and you say, I like Glenn Beck, you may not have gotten that notice that I had done a new podcast, even though you're there saying, I like Glenn Beck. Because some have said, I don't like Glenn Beck. The mob has spoken. And so we got a notice that it violated their community standards. How? No answer. Dave Rubin wrote yesterday and said, Glenn, I don't know if you've seen this, but now the podcast that we just did has been demonetized. How is that happening? What did we do to violate community standards? Well, nothing. Probably my name is on a list. What, can I see why my name is on the list? Can I see that list? No. You can't. My social credit score is too low, and so they won't allow any advertising to happen on anything of mine. Well, people will say, well, you make enough money. This isn't about me. First of all, that's not my podcast. That's Dave Rubin's. And Dave Rubin, up until he signed with us, that's how he makes money. He makes money through YouTube. If they demonetize him, he has no money. He can't do what he does. And it's all because of a social credit score. He has angered the gods. And it is godlike magic, because you can't, there's no fair hearing. There's nothing. You don't even know what the algorithm is. You don't even know what you've done. Last week, the court has said that we can't just have no-fly lists. You can't be put on a terrorist watch list without even knowing about it. You can't be on a no-fly list. That's unconstitutional. Well, we've been saying that for a while. Now the federal government has been told you can't have it by a court. But we have it. We have those lists. We have those black lists. I don't even know how to talk to my children anymore to alert them of this problem. Let me just start to break this down. Do you have a Roomba by any chance? This comes from a company called iRobot. The CEO, Colin Angle, told Reuters recently that its data-based business strategy for the smart home starts with the new revenue stream that is coming from Roomba. What revenue stream are they making? Because we buy them? No. Because Roomba actually maps the floor plan of your home, and it sends that information back to iRobot. iRobot then takes everybody's map of their home and it sells it to interested parties. This is the beginning of the Internet of Things. Everything you have will be on the Internet. Everything. And if you opt out, well, then it won't really work for you. You still buy Roomba, but it's not going to work as well. Or would it? Have they made it more difficult? Take things like, see, we're doing this to ourselves because we think it's good. The Sleep Number bed, which is a great bed. But they now have smart bed technology and sleep tracking. So what does that mean? Well, the bed's base and mattress, customizable with features that raise or lower the angle of the bed, sensors that soften or firm up the mattress. Other sensors now measure heart rate, breathing, and movement. And every morning you get a sleep IQ score representing your individual quality and length of sleep, your restful sleep, restless sleep, time out of bed, what adjustments you can make. Now, the company suggests that you connect that sleep app to your fitness tracker on your arm and the thermostat in your house to see how your work or bedroom temperatures actually affect your sleep. It sounds great. Now, in the company's 12-page privacy policy, customers are advised that providing information is an affirmation of consent to use that information in line with policy, which employs the usual onerous terms, third-party sharing, Google Analytics, targeted advertising, and much more. If customers create a user profile to maximize the effectiveness of the app, the company then also collects your biometric and sleep-related data about how you, your child, and any other person that uses the bed, it gets all of their information and it sends it out, including their respiration and heart rate while sleeping. It also collects all audio signals in your bedroom. What? This is not uncommon. Almost everything will become a part of the Internet of Things. And the question you have to ask yourself is, what does a smart product know? Whom does it tell? So who knows? Who decides? And who is it that's deciding who decides? Where is all of your information going? They are now monitoring, recording. They're communicating behavioral data. They have now smart vodka bottles. They have internet-enabled rectal thermometers and everything in between. Smart light bulbs, smart toothbrushes, smart coffee mugs, smart ovens, smart juicers, smart utensils to improve your digestion. Home security cameras with facial recognition. It's great. Home alarm systems that monitor unusual vibrations that happen usually right before a break-in occurs. Indoor GPS locators. Sensors that attach to any object to analyze movement, temperature, other variables. Every kind of connected appliance. Cyborg cockroaches designed to detect sound. Even the baby's nursery is a surplus of information. I don't think we have any idea how bad things are getting, and we are just allowing it to come into our home. So what does this mean? How is it we're supposed to function anymore? What is coming our way? Well, there is no opt-in, opt-out kind of function anymore. And the last bastion is the human body. I'm going to take a break, and I want to talk to you about the total information awareness program. It was started because of the Patriot Act, right after September 11th. But maybe the week of September 11th, we should look at what has happened since September 11th. The government shut down funding in 2004 or 5, but we had already granted a license to other companies to start making these things, and make them they have. And I'm going to show you how a visit to your vet could end up putting you onto some social score that you don't like, could mean the loss of your gun. It definitely means the loss of your personal information. Just going to the vet. I'll show it to you in 1 minute. So every day you get up, you're devoted to your career, you're devoted to doing the best you can, and whatever it is, every job that you do, it's not worth doing unless you do it right. That's what I always learn. It's a mark of personal integrity to work with the idea that you will leave a job better than you found it. If you live in frequent pain, that is really hard to do. It can be a real challenge. It's hard to live up to being the person you want to be when so much of your day is just spent fighting pain. But it doesn't have to be that way. There is Relief Factor, and it is a great way to reduce inflammation that causes pain. It works for 70% of those who try it. Relief Factor isn't a drug. For only $19.95, you can get a 3-week quick start. It's not very much, really. To be able to change your life, try it. See if it helps you. If you want a drug-free, natural way to ease your pain and get your life back, go to ReliefFactor.com right now. Go to ReliefFactor.com and try their 3-week quick start. It's ReliefFactor.com. We pause for 10 seconds. Station ID. Okay. I told you last week about something called HARPA. HARPA is like DARPA, okay? But it's the Health Advanced Research Project Agency, HARPA. It's all about your health, just like DARPA is about defense. This is a government agency that looks over the horizon and says, what can we do? Now, remember, DARPA is the one that really gave us the microwave oven. The things that DARPA has done, from going to space to weapons, has been remarkable. One of the best group of, I think, inventors and thinkers on Earth. I'm not a conspiracy-minded guy on DARPA. I'm glad we have DARPA. However, things are moving so quickly now, we have to have some way to watch what DARPA and now HARPA is doing. HARPA is something that apparently every time it's brought up in the White House, the president really likes. He likes technology and he likes solving crime. So this is Safe Home from HARPA. Safe Home, it's an acronym. Stopping Aberrant Fatal Events by Helping Overcome Mental Extremes. Now, what they want to do is they want to identify potentially violent people. Potentially violent people. Anybody see Minority Report? We don't have the three women in the milk bath to do it. HARPA is doing this. And it's doing this because we are being tracked by everything. And it's only going to get much worse. The Safe Home Plan sounds pretty great. I mean, it's a way for us to make sure that the crazy people don't get their hands on guns and they're helped before there is a problem. Except it means total surveillance. Now, HARPA says they're only going to try this for a couple of years. But I want to remind you what DARPA did here in a second. They're only going to try this for a few years. And they're only going to do it with people who voluntarily allow HARPA to access the data. Now, they haven't answered whether or not that means like me when I went on to iTunes and went, I agree, without reading it. When I have my Fitbit and I say, which I don't have, I agree, am I now part of HARPA? Is my information being used by HARPA? The answer is most likely. Now, they're trying to develop a sensor suite. And this will have artificial intelligence identify changes in mental status. So it is looking for the sensitivity for early diagnosis of neuropsychiatric violence. They're going to use Apple Watches, Fitbits, Amazon Echo, and Google Home, and other, quote, powerful tools. All right. Let me take you back in time for something called TIA, Total Information Awareness. Have you ever heard of this, Stu? This was in the Patriot Act. TIA, its mission is to, quote, detect, classify, and identify foreign terrorists and decipher their plans and therefore enable the U.S. to take timely action to successfully preempt and defeat terrorist acts. Oh, I remember when we were young and stupid. It was the logo of this was the pyramid with the eye of God above it. Sound familiar? Sound like, oh, I don't know, Eye of Moloch? So this was defunded in 2004. TIA was to strive to achieve human identification at a distance, including face recognition, iris recognition, and gait recognition. They also were working on odor recognition, so you could tell somebody by the smell of them.
We have that built in already.
Right. No. It's so all of this has already been done. And their goal was to stockpile as much information as possible on everyone on Earth to protect the government, to protect us from everything on Earth. Every purchase you make with a credit card, every magazine subscription you buy, every medical prescription you fill, every website you visit, every email you send and receive, every academic grade you receive, every bank deposit you make, every trip that you book, every event you attend, all of these transactions go into the Defense Department's virtual centralized grand database, including your trip to the vet. Fluffy got hurt. So Fluffy is going to the vet. But we notice that your teenage son, who is also having trouble in school, has just booked an appointment at the psychiatrist's office. Did Fluffy get hurt from an external injury or internal? How did it happen? More in a second. Let me tell you about real estate agents I trust. One of our listeners, Morgan, wrote in recently to tell me about his experience with real estate agents. Morgan and his wife put his house up on the market 2 years ago, and there it sat month after month. All he got from the real estate agent was platitudes after platitudes, and it became apparent to them pretty quickly that it wasn't working out. They weren't going to get their house sold. That's when they decided to try Real Estate Agents I Trust, the real estate group that I formed with my wife a few years ago. And the name says it all. They've been listening to me talk about it for years. And he said, we decided to take you up on it. Best practices is what makes a great real estate agent. That's what we used as our template. What are the best practices that we can use and find these great real estate agents? Thousands of them coming from our own audience. If you want somebody to help create the most value for your home, who has a long track record of success, it's time to get moving. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. That's RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. Go there now and get packing. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com.
Tonight, we always hear every Democrat say they want European socialism. We look into what that actually is. BlazeTV.com. Use the promo code Glenn. Save $10.
Welcome to the program. So very glad that you're here. And I welcome Pat Gray to the program. By the way, we're going to continue our conversation on who decides who's going to get a gun. Should it be Google? With Michael Rechtenwald. He has written a new book all about Google and how they're building gulags for all of us, digital gulags. And we're going to talk about that coming up in just a few minutes.
Rechtenwald, darn near Kildenwald.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a ways to the well, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was a long way. How are you?
Good. And you?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, You know, I am struggling with a couple of things in my house. I can't seem to find anything on television that I can. We're in the golden age of television.
Well, there's only 500 channels and about 68 live streams.
Right, okay. So it's not like there's 500 channels and it's all crap.
Yeah.
There's some really good television and really good movies out there that are online, right?
Yes.
I can't get my family to agree on anything. I just want Sunday nights to sit down and watch a show together. That's all I want. That's all I want.
Glad I'm not the only one.
Oh.
Jeez.
We go an hour every... I just give up. I just give up. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to go to bed. And I go to bed, and then they end up watching a movie together. And I'm like, how did you do it? How did you do it? So last night we were going through this, and I went to Friday Night Lights, and I've never seen it. Every Christian I've ever met is like, "Oh, you have to watch Friday Night Lights. It's the greatest." Blah blah blah, and it's amazing because all of the actors in it that you do know now, you're like, "Wow, they were 12 when they made this. It's like 15 years old, 10, 15 years old." NBC, and it's really good now. I just put it on because nobody could agree. And I just stopped talking. I just said, sit down. And I put that on. And I just let, because the first hour, you know, it's like 44 minutes without the commercials. The first 44 minutes, my daughter was like, I don't know. It's all about football. No, it's not all about football. Even though it looks like it's all about football. And so then the second episode just tracks in. Now, Tanya wasn't going to watch it. She was in the other room. She's going to stay neutral so she could be in the kitchen doing what she always does. I don't like this. They just swore. They just said, darn it. That's not a swear word, Mom. So you have this problem at home?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Rafe and I are watching it. And by the second episode, you know, here's my 15-year-old son who doesn't like anything. He's watching it and he's like, this is pretty good. And he said, there is an awful lot of kissing going on. And I said, yeah, but have you noticed this small little town in Texas has every hot girl as a cheerleader in the entire state going to that? And he's like, where is that high school? I'm like, at NBC. And so they do kiss a lot. Okay. There's nothing else, but they do kiss a lot. We got to the end. We watch it, and I'm like, okay, can we all agree we're going to watch it? There's 10 years of episodes. We could watch, have something to watch Sunday night.
For a long time.
There's not that long, right? It was only like 5 seasons, I thought.
Oh, really? Okay.
Am I wrong?
Well, there's 5 seasons, okay? So
it's a lot of episodes.
I could maybe get 2 years if we watch, you know, two every Sunday night.
And 76 episodes.
Okay, just...
You can get there every Sunday night, gets you through a year and a half-ish.
Okay, all right.
But you could skip some and...
Yeah, okay, I could get a good 6 months out of this
okay.
of just peace on a Saturday, on a Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife says, I don't like it. Too much kissing. I'm like, honey.
Kissing? Is verboten?
Kissing. Kissing. Wow. Too much kissing. They're teenagers and there's too much kissing. Oh, dear heavens. This is it. We watch this or I don't know. We watch old episodes of Barney, but that probably had some offensive things in it, too. What is there to watch in the golden age of television?
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone else have the problem where no one can decide on what to watch?
I absolutely do. We go through that all the time. All the time. And it's going to get worse when Netflix has all of their content taken from them by the producers of that content because they're doing their own streaming service.
Disney,
you imagine what's going to happen in Netflix and that?
Oh, Disney is going to control the world.
Yeah. Especially since they're starting with that Star Wars series called Mandalorian.
Yeah, it looks good. That's not that good. Stupid thing that's in their bloodstream, is it?
No.
No, that's midichlorians.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I saw that and I'm like, that's not that stupid stuff from episode one,
no,
is it?
But these are the bounty hunters.
Yeah, and I had absolutely no intention of giving Disney money every
month. Me neither.
Until I heard the first thing that they're producing.
Yes.
And now I'm completely 100%
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
But look at what they have. I mean, they are going to cripple Netflix.
I think Netflix
is in trouble.
I mean, Netflix, it's hard to say they're in trouble when they got 155 million subscribers worldwide. But when the content is gone and the other studios are producing Star Wars episodes on a regular basis.
And
that's going to be tough.
I like Netflix a lot.
And their original stuff is carrying the day in a lot of
brilliant.
Ways.
Brilliant. It's brilliant really stuff. Mm-hmm. But they are also spending, what did they say they were spending like?
This year, $16
billion. $16 billion.
Yeah.
How do you keep that up? You know, they built it because they were going to be the one. Mm-hmm. Well, now all these studios are saying, well, you know, I want to control my own stuff. And it won't work if you have to have the Sony, and then you have to have Warner Brothers, and then you have to have the Independents, and then you have to have Paramount.
And that's exactly what we're coming to now.
But Disney...
But Disney has a lot of content.
Disney is buying everything.
Yeah.
So but Disney is like seven of those companies.
Because they're gonna have, obviously, Marvel. They've got all the Lucasfilm stuff. They have their own stuff.
They have ESPN.
They have, yes.
They're their own cable network. They have ABC. Disney. They have ABC. So, I mean, they are like their own cable.
Fox. They've got all the Fox studio stuff now?
Without the Fox News.
Wow.
Yeah, they
That's
are
a lot.
They are going to gobble things up.
What usually happens with this stuff, though, is it goes from, we were just leaving a bundle environment, right, of cable.
Yeah.
And then everyone starts buying these individual apps. And then at some point, that gets annoying to people, so they bundle those all together, and it's just essentially a new cable situation, where now you have one price that you pay, and you get Netflix, and you get Hulu, and you get Amazon, and you get Disney, and you get it all together, right? Isn't that where this ends?
Yeah, that,
at some point.
I hope so, because that's where we're headed.
But
that's why we hired, you know, Dave Rubin, and we have every name that we can we can grab. We want them in here. Keep your own business. Keep doing what you're doing. Just come in, because eventually I can't afford to support, you know, the Blaze and Dave Rubin and Ben Shapiro and Bill O'Reilly. You can't. It's like a cable bill all of a sudden. So we're trying to convince everybody, guys, if you want to be secure, if you want to survive in this atmosphere, we got to come together and do what Disney is doing.
In the case of the streaming services, though, you also, in addition to all the streaming you have to have, you've also got to have the cable company, because you don't have access to all the shows, all the live shows on NBC, ABC, Fox, unless you have a cable service or a subscription
service.
Well,
you get it from the Disney thing. You get all the Fox.
Yes.
You won't get Fox News.
Right. But you won't get NBC. You won't get CBS.
No, that's why you'll have to have the Comcast NBC Universal package.
Right.
But between those two, they cover a lot of the entertainment.
Yeah.
A lot of the entertainment.
But still, you're missing out on stuff. And this is it winds up being, probably these cable companies wind up winning in the end anyway, right? Like they just wind up buying all the rights to all the stuff, and then you just have subscription.
That's why I have Amazon. Amazon lets me buy, you know, whatever I want. And if I want to watch something, I can go, you know, if I want to watch something on Showtime, I just through Amazon go, I want that from Showtime.
But you've got to have the Showtime subscription in order to do that.
Yeah, but I can buy it and cancel it. Like if there's nothing I want to watch on Showtime, but I wanted to watch that deal on Roger Ailes.
By the way, did you see the whole thing?
Yeah, I did.
We never talked about it.
Yeah, I did.
That was something.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah, it's an interesting word.
Something.
That's not the Roger I knew.
Right.
I mean, in some ways it is. I talked
Or the Fox you knew. In some ways it was dead on, I think. In other ways, they just made stuff up. Like Fox was making up content. Like the
Acorn story.
Yeah, the Acorn story.
That was
pathetic.
I mean, it may very well have been in the mainstream media's view of that story, but that was
that's not
so
how
I talked to. I talked to Jason Blum. He's the guy who produced it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Blumhouse produced it.
Yeah.
So I'm having lunch, and he said, "What'd you think of it? Did you watch it?" And I said, "Yeah." I said, "I think that parts of it were dead on, absolutely dead on." I said, "I have no idea about other parts of it. I didn't see any of that." I said, however, he said, so we got it right. And I said, well, no, you in the way Hollywood views some of the things that they did as evil, you know, you would have like Roger Ailes going, but we have to protect America. And I said, you know, so, you know, I can see from Hollywood's point of view that being evil, but it's not that way. So you got it right in many ways, but sometimes the spirit of it was off. But I thought it was really good.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good.
Although I think they just got some things flat wrong, like the acorn thing. They made up the fact that Fox made that up out of whole cloth.
We didn't.
That was from James O'Keefe.
Yeah. We were the ones that led that on Fox. That came from James O'Keefe and Andrew Breitbart.
Right.
And we did our due diligence on that. I mean, it left us after about, I think, the fourth deal. But I know Bill O'Reilly, he sent down real reporters down to New Orleans to tie it all together. That was real.
Sure was real.
We were there.
Yeah.
We did it.
Yeah. And their point was it was essentially, you know, it was entrapment, basically. Right. Like that's what they were trying to argue, that it was like not even a real story.
Nonsense.
That, you know, so what? One person in an acorn said one bad thing. And it's like, well, I don't.
OK, so that wasn't the way that went down.
But I mean, you know, I don't expect that to be right. You're right on that fact, though, that they would do a lot of that stuff of, you know, they would make it seem as if it was a nefarious goal.
Yes. He's trying to do something good for the country. They made Roger Ailes look like a racist, bigot, homophobe, Islamophobe, every kind of phobe you could possibly be. Rolled into one.
Yeah, I don't think he was.
I don't either.
I don't think he was. I think he was. I mean, he was a bad guy in some ways, but I don't think he was what they.
They also made him look like a religious zealot, which you know full well.
No, he wasn't.
Wasn't that.
Okay, hang on, Pat, because I want to.
Okay.
We were talking about Acorn, and I want to take a quick break and come back and talk to you about a story I cannot find anywhere. I can't find this in any mainstream. Major publication, video, anything. And this seems to be a pretty big story. I'll give it to you in 1 minute. All right, we live in dangerous times. You know that. You have to ask yourself, how far do you go to protect somebody that you love? Do you have measures in place that guarantee, or as much as you possibly can in life, guarantee safety? Nobody likes to think about life-threatening situations, but, you know, we all play James Bond in our heads. We don't like to think of our families being harmed, but you actually have to train. If you're going to carry a gun, you have to train for it, and you know this. All responsible gun owners know this, and that's where the U.S. Concealed Carry Association comes into play. They provide self-defense education, training, and legal protection to over 300,000 responsibly armed Americans just like you and me. This month, they're giving away $1,000 to 19 lucky winners for free. And you can take that $1,000, you can buy a SIG or a Glock or anything else that you might need to protect yourself and your loved ones. All you have to do is text BECK to the number 87222 to claim your free entries. There's no catch. They just want to introduce themselves to you. The USCCA believes in helping protect every responsible American out there, and they would like to help protect you as you protect your family. Text BECK to the number 87222 and find out more and claim your entries. ProtectandDefend.com is where you can go. Get rules and information. Standard message and data rates do apply. It's BECK to the number 87222.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
Okay, do you remember the two people that went in undercover to the National Abortion Federation meetings, and they taped how Planned Parenthood was selling fetal body parts? Okay. Well, Planned Parenthood sued them, and they're in a San Francisco courtroom. Now, I can't find this story anywhere in mainstream media. On September 5th, just last week, the STEM Express CEO, this is the people that were, you know, buying all this stuff from Planned Parenthood, and all this stuff was being sent to them via Federal Express. They admitted under oath that the company had brokered beating fetal hearts and intact fetal heads to medical researchers. This came out as this couple is trying to defend themselves, saying, look, what we're trying to expose this. We are trying to show that they're not living up to the law. This is a butcher house. Apparently, a STEM Express representative, Doe 12, admitted in the court that the baby's head could be attached to the potty or could be torn away at the time of procurement. This means that because they're attached, it looks like these babies sometimes are born alive. They're not killed in the womb, and then they're just harvested while their heart is still beating, while the brain activity is still going. They just rip the head off and, I guess, put it in a dish and send it to these guys. This is horrific.
Wow.
And this is coming out in a courtroom proceeding while Planned Parenthood is on their high horse suing the people who have revealed this to America, and we don't seem to care.
Wow.
And we don't seem to care. Back in a minute.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
There is so much more to window treatments than just light control or privacy. They can totally change how your entire home feels. When Tanya and I got new blinds from Blinds.com, that's what happens for us. And I'm telling you, they make it so easy at Blinds.com. A listener to the program had this to say about their experience. The blinds were easy to install. They came at a great price. I've been able to redo my entire home at half the cost by using Blinds.com. 100% satisfaction. The quality is great. Whether you just moved, you want to refresh the look of your home, or just a room, every order gets free samples and free shipping. Now through September 10th, if you go to Blinds.com to buy more, you'll save more with up to 35% off. Plus, save an extra $20 at Blinds.com with the promo code Beck. That's Blinds.com, promo code Beck. Save up to 35% and get an extra $20 off at Blinds.com. Use the promo code Beck. Rules and restrictions do apply.
Wi-Fi is spelled W-I-F-I. Unfortunately for many people, it also spells T-M-I, as in too much information. Because Wi-Fi, whether public or right in your own home, even if it's password protected, isn't always private. Cybercriminals can use Wi-Fi to steal information you send and receive while online. To put a stop to TMI on Wi-Fi, you need Norton Secure VPN. That's Norton Secure Virtual Private Network. Bank-grade encryption to help keep your personal information and online behavior private from hackers every time you're connected. Don't let Wi-Fi mean TMI. Go to Norton.com/VPN. Norton Secure VPN starts at less than $4 a month with annual subscription. Terms apply.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
It's an interesting year, I think, for me, for 9/11, and we'll talk about it coming up in a little while. I want to talk to you a little bit about pain relief. When you have pain, it just controls you, and you can't think of anything else. You can't work. You just get down to where you can't even pray. Relief Factor is there. And I want you to try it. My wife forced me to try it a few years ago, 2 years ago, coming up on the second anniversary of it. I still take it every day, 3 times a day, because it works. It's not a drug. It actually just, it works to decrease the inflammation in our body. And inflammation is where a lot of our pain is coming from. A lot of the things in our body that goes wrong comes from inflammation. Relief Factor will help you. 70% of the people who try it go on to order month after month because it works for them. Please try it. It's $20. You can try the 3-week quick start. If it doesn't work, stop taking it. But if it does work, you get your life back. It's Relief Factor at relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384. It's 800-500-8384. It's relieffactor.com.
Of entertainment and enlightenment.
Well, last Thursday, the Department of Justice went to court and they ordered Apple and Google to release all user data from an app that controls a high-end rifle scope. That means at least 10,000 Americans are going to have their information released to the government on everything that they've done, and the government is looking for a specific criminal, but they're asking for a blanket warrant. At the same time, our government is considering asking Amazon Echo and Apple Watch and Google Home to spy on you to find out if there's somebody in the house that could be a danger to others. We are entering a brave new world. China is going through 1984. We're happily enslaving ourselves to people that are not restrained by the Bill of Rights. Michael Rechtenwald joins us to talk about this next.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
You know, San Francisco just banned the word offender and addict while changing convicted felon to a justice-involved person. Can you believe that? Oh, my gosh. Good thing they're on top of the important things and not, you know, keeping poop off their streets. When you ban words, you can no longer define right and wrong. To ban words is to ban ideas. It's just as bad as any book burning in history, and that is exactly what the left is doing. Patriot Mobile was created to give conservatives a voice, literally and figuratively. Their plans are as low as $25 a month, and you can get nationwide service and U.S.-based customer service. It's a great service. Thousands of people in this audience have switched. Right now, if you make the switch, you can upgrade your phone, if you'd like, to a brand new Moto Z3 Play for only $5 a month. It includes a 6-inch screen, expandable storage, high-quality camera, and a whole lot more. Switching is made really easy with Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/Beck. This is the only phone company that is run by vets, and it was started by vets. They take some of their proceeds and they donate it to things like freedom of speech on the conservative side. Your phone company right now is probably in bed with La Raza or Planned Parenthood. Look it up. You're giving your money to people who are fighting against your values. You need a great cell company that gives you the same great cell service, uses the same cell towers. It saves you money, costs you less. And it donates some of its proceeds to go and help stand for the things that you stand for. Go to PatriotMobile.com/Beck. That's PatriotMobile.com/Beck. Go there now. PatriotMobile.com/Beck. Switch today. A man I have an awful lot of respect for, Michael Rechtenwald, is joining us now. His Twitter is anti-PC NYU prof. He was a guy who was part of the system and, you know, was teaching deconstruction and everything else, and kind of woke up and saw what was happening and saw that these leftists were serious about getting rid of capitalism and taking control and shutting everyone up. And he started to speak out. He was shunned by all of his friends. He was pretty homeless there for a while, and he has come roaring back. He authored the book Springtime for Snowflakes, which is kind of his story, but it's intense when you see it from the inside. He has a new book out called called Google Archipelago, which is about how we are building gulags. And we're allowing Google and others like that to do it. Welcome to the program, Michael Rechtenwald.
Hey, Glenn. Good morning.
It's good to have you on, Michael. I want to have you down and really talk about your book, but I know your book, which comes out, what, in a couple of weeks?
A couple of weeks or any day now. It's scheduled for the 30th, but it could be any day that it'll be released. So.
Okay.
You won't be waiting long.
Okay, so it is. I've read much of it. I haven't read all of it. You haven't sent me all the chapters, but I've read much of it, and it's really, really good. And it goes into how Google is building this box for us. How concerned are you that the government is now reaching out and saying, "Hey, Google and Apple and Amazon Echo, we need your help to find out who the crazy people are"?
This is alarming. I mean, we're talking about an unprecedented infiltration of surveillance into the home, the likes of which, you know, 1984 will pale by comparison. And we won't need helicopters, you know, hovering outside your window, because you'll be voluntarily, with the smartification of your home, turning virtual assistants and televisions and every other appliance possibly in your house into an agent or an app for surveillance upon you. And so anything that is said in the home can be recorded and sent to the agencies, the proper agencies in question, so to speak, and therefore there are going to be thousands, if not millions, of false positives where you're maybe even arrested because something. You may have enacted a Shakespearean play in your home, and there's a talk of murder and things like this. This would be enough, perhaps, to trigger the authorities to come and get you.
Well, there is as part of this, HARPA is what it's called. As part of this, they are monitoring. They want to be able to monitor everything. So not only the language in your home, what people are saying, but they want to have access to, for instance, your son has a doctor's appointment. It's a psychiatrist. He has his records at school show that he's starting to get into some trouble. And your dog just went to the vet and it had some external injuries. It had been hit by the car or something had happened to it. That's enough to trigger HARPA and say, there's a possibility that there is a disturbed child living in this house with real psychiatric problems and he's beating the dog. We got to get the guns out of the house. And you all have no, you have, you're not, you're guilty until you prove innocent.
Right. This is Minority Report in action. And, you know, they're going to be collating so much information from, like you said, doctor's records, you know, medical records, activities in the home, language that's used in the home, anything, any data that's possible to collect will be collated with other data and interpreted as such, perhaps even by algorithms without even human intervention. So we have algorithms determining whether or not somebody is about to commit a crime. It's alarming. I mean, we're talking about an abridgment of rights that could be quite unprecedented in this country.
So I don't know. Have you read Surveillance Capitalism, the book?
Yes, I have.
Okay. I've been reading that off and on, and I picked it up over the weekend because I was looking into the surveillance again. And we just talked about what they where she really goes into, look, even Roomba now is selling a map of your home. It goes and it maps the floor of your house. I don't know who's interested in buying that, but they get a lot of money from people who are buying maps of homes. And it's everywhere. It's going to be everywhere. How do you possibly unplug from this matrix?
I mean, that's a great question. First of all, I would like to say that I call this Google Marxism rather than surveillance capitalism, because the objective is a kind of leftist totalitarian state where it's basically everybody under surveillance, and the rest of the pop, you know, you have a series of monopolies on top, and the and everybody else in a sort of, you know, actually existing socialism at the bottom, all under surveillance, all under the state. The corporate entities are fusing with as state apparatuses to become these massive powers, these governmental powers. What I would do is I recommend the stupefaction or the stupidification of your house. Everything should be dumb as a doorknob. Otherwise, you're dealing with you're dealing with your TV and your radio and your phone and your Alexa or your home, Google Home. All of these things are surveillance agents. So you have to get your house clear of anything so-called smart, because if it says it's smart, you're dumb to use it. And if it says this is a safe home initiative, it should be considered – these are all misnomers. It's a dangerous home initiative. It's dangerous for you.
People will think that this is conspiracy theory. What we're seeing happen right now is a social credit score. If you have said something that the mob doesn't like, you can lose your job. If you have a politically incorrect opinion, I can be demonetized and then deplatformed. It's happening already, but people are not, for some reason, waking up. And I think in looking at what the news is just in the last few weeks because of the gun issue and what the government is talking about doing now, and what, you know, Google and Amazon and everybody else is talking about doing, I fear we are maybe 2 years away from being in a box that we can't get out of.
That's right. I mean, we're looking at already the spread of the smart cities from China to the West. We have a city in Australia, Darwin, Australia, has adopted the smart city model. This is an outdoor prison, if you will, because it's a kind of digital gulag, because every act is recorded. Every act is collated with other data. All of this data is fed into the various agencies. People are basically facing digital fences or even digital leashes such that they can't move beyond such certain parameters.
Explain that, because people will say, I'm not doing anything wrong, so I don't care. Right. And it's not even, China doesn't have to come in and break down the door to get you and put you in prison. They now have such surveillance that you cannot leave your house. There's nothing you can do outside of your house. And so they keep you in your house by choice. Yes, you choose to do it.
That's right. One of the things to be concerned about is not just whether you're doing something wrong, but whether you're doing something that is interpreted as dangerous. Because, you know, this is one thing to note is that these are left-leaning or left authoritarian forces that are going to be controlling this. So they're going to be looking at anything that is right-leaning as dangerous. I mean, we've already seen countries banning certain individuals from entering the country.
Yes.
Laura Loomer in England and others, like even Ann Coulter in Australia. So we're seeing people being limited in their scope of travel. It's going to get to the point perhaps where we won't even be able to leave a city, or, as you said, people will be smart to not leave their home unless their home is smart, in which case you're basically in it. You've created your own digital dungeon.
Michael, I want to come back. I want to talk to you, and if you would, explain what an archipelago is. Because sure. This is why you chose that name. This is a takeoff of a very famous book. And I want you to kind of talk about that and what that means in 1 minute. Back with Michael, literally in 1 minute. According to the FBI, on average, there's a burglar somewhere in the U.S. that is activating his job title every 23 seconds. That's about 2 million burglaries a year. 83% of the prosecuted burglars have admitted that they specifically look to see, is there a home alarm in the house and is it on? 1 in 5 homes actually have security. And I think that's because most companies don't make it as easy as Simply Safe does. Simply Safe, you have no contracts. You have nothing. You own the system. You control the system. Now, they can provide you with amazing round-the-clock home monitoring if you want, both inside and out, for $15 a month. How much better would you feel knowing that there's one less thing that you have to worry about all the time? Simply Safe is the way to go. Again, you own the system. There is no contract. And you control it 100%. Simply Safe. They have a huge deal going on right now. SimplySafe.com. You get a free HD security camera when you order. It's $100 value. They will have eyes on the front of your house, the back of your house, wherever you want it. 24/7 video evidence of somebody trying to get in, which makes the police response time go from 45 minutes to 7 minutes. Video verification, the only company that has it is Simply Safe. SimplySafeBeck.com. That's SimplySafeBeck.com. We break for 10 seconds, station ID. So, Michael Rechtenwald, he is the author of Google Archipelago, which is a tough title for a lot of people. You just said it was Google Marxism. Tell me why you chose that name.
Well, Google Archipelago is a takeoff from Alexander Solzhenitsyn's book, a three-volume series called Gulag Archipelago, which was about the Soviet prison system during the Soviet Union, in which Solzhenitsyn himself was imprisoned for several years. So what I'm saying is that Google is an emblem for a broader set of digital giants that are basically creating a digital gulag around the world. And we're voluntarily, unfortunately, voluntarily submitting ourselves to it. This Google digital gulagging is a kind of, as I said, it's all about surveillance. It's all about these smartification of devices. It's all about these open-air surveillance systems that are feeding information directly to the state. So they're basically collating and processing through algorithms all this data, and it's being used to basically, it'll be used, and it has been used in China, and it's being used in Darwin, Australia, and it's going to be used by Google Sidewalk Labs in Toronto to basically record every move that's made. And I wrote in the book that much of everything that goes on outside the home will be recorded and known, and much of what goes on inside the home will be. And I was correct, because look at what's happening here, where they're going to use Google Home and Amazon Alexa or Echo to basically echo everything you say inside the house to everybody in the agencies outside the house. So this is a digital gulagging, and that's why I've called it Google Archipelago. Google is the leading edge of all this. You know, Google was funded by the intelligence agencies in the first place. It was developed by the government largely. Yes, it's a private industry, which makes it even worse, because now you have no freedom of speech on their platforms. They are algorithmically, differentially discriminating against right-leaning people in all kinds of areas, including their search results. It's just incredible.
This is the most dangerous thing, Michael, I have seen, because we have always stood for the Bill of Rights. But the Bill of Rights does not apply to Google or Amazon or any of these companies. And these companies are becoming as big and as dangerous as a government can. And then they're getting in bed with the government. So the government can say, well, we're not doing anything to suppress those. They are. And it doesn't cover them. So is there a solution to this? Is there something we should be doing as a nation?
It's a corporate state, you know, so that we're looking at, or a kind of what I call corporate socialism or Google Marxism. And what we need to do, first of all, is to turn off these devices, get rid of the smartification of the home in terms of that can be recording what you're saying and sending it anywhere.
Have you looked at the legal side? Is there anything that the government, you know, people are talking about breaking these companies up. And, you know, I just don't like the government getting involved in anything. And I certainly don't want to regulate them, because that's what these companies want.
They want regulation, because regulation makes the cost of entry for other companies much higher.
Right.
So they actually welcome regulation. So we don't want to encourage regulation. We also don't want to punish success in the United States. We don't want to punish successful corporations. However, I think that what has to be done is that Google needs to be understood and even called a state apparatus. And so once we acknowledge that it's actually been produced by the state to a great degree, we're talking about a place, and Facebook as well, we're talking about spaces that have to be considered public. And so I think the move should be for the dumbification of the home and the public publication, if you will, of the digital realm.
So in other words, knowing that these companies have been funded by and are being used by the government, it would right. require them then to be known as a state apparatus, which then the Bill of Rights would fall into.
Under.
Yeah.
Right.
And
then we would have
us.
Our rights back. We would have the free speech that we are entitled to as citizens of the United States, the First Amendment and the Second Amendment, which helps to guarantee all the other rights that we have. So I think it's absolutely incumbent upon us to develop a movement for this particular agenda. And I don't mean screaming in the streets. I'm talking about a kind of response that's legal, that is also reasoned, and mm-hmm. then using evidence rather than, you know, leftist-type tactics to bring this to its stop.
Michael, thank you so much. And
we will
have you on again here in the next week or so about your book. A lot of this is in the book. You really need to read it and know what's going on. Google Archipelago, that is by Michael Rechtenwald. You can find him at michaelrechtenwald.com, but follow him. He is an interesting guy who thinks deeply about these subjects, and his book is terrifying, bone-chilling, hair-raising. Google Archipelago. You can find it online now.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
Okay, for the same reason that you have blinds in your home, you know, it looks nice. Okay, the internet is easy to use. It's nice. But you have blinds on your home because you don't want anybody peering in. Well, you don't have any blinds on the internet now, do you? And people are peering in. One of the steps you can take to stop this is get Norton Secure VPN. It is a virtual private network. It uses bank-grade encryption to hide your online activity. Norton Secure VPN. It creates a secure tunnel for the information that you send and receive online so cyber criminals cannot see it while connected to the Wi-Fi. It also blocks all these companies that want to track your browsing activities. Norton Secure VPN. This is one of the most timely things that you can do right now. This is one of these things that I think in a year from now or so, everyone's going to say, why didn't I have a VPN? Be ahead of the curve. Secure your digital information and your browsing online. Go to Norton.com/VPN. Norton.com/VPN.
Glenn Beck, Mark Levin, Steven Crowder, now Dave Rubin on BlazeTV.com. Go to BlazeTV.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn for $10 off your subscription.
You know, I just can't get worked up about the Sharpie thing anymore. There's just too much going on. It doesn't matter. I mean, we should talk about, and we're not going to have time today, we should talk about what happened in Hong Kong today. I do not want the government involved in this. The government cannot go and free Hong Kong. This was accomplished losing Hong Kong to China in the year 2000. When England gave it up because they had a treaty with China, and they gave it up, and I don't know what to do about it. I feel for the people of China. I pray for the people of China. I'd like to figure out something that I personally could do as a citizen, but the government of the United States cannot get involved in this. It just can't. And I just feel I'm torn because I feel like this is going to be something that we come to regret. As we put all of these people behind a digital iron curtain now of China. But we have other things to talk about. We spoke last hour about testimony in the Planned Parenthood case against those two journalists that went into undercover and proved on videotape that Planned Parenthood was selling body parts. Well, last week in the courtroom in San Francisco, and you can only find two Christian sites that report this, in the courtroom under oath, one of the companies that was a recipient of those body parts, they testified that the body parts were intact, and sometimes the head was ripped off during a what appeared to be an illegal partial birth abortion, and sometimes they would take the beating heart out of the child after the child was born and harvest its organs. I mean, it's terrifying. No one is talking about that. No one is also talking about Ilhan Omar. No one. In fact, we have the theme here. We should. I mean, if we're going to talk about it, we might as well make it a little easier to go down.
Ilhan Omar. Ilhan Omar. Ilhan Omar.
Okay, so last week, Media Matters put out a video of me that was so out of context, none of us knew how I said what they said I said, that she was just trying to destroy America. And without the context, maybe it could be something you struggle with. But with the context, especially with all of the things that she is doing, with all of the things that she's done with Israel, all of the things she's saying about the United States, the Green New Deal, where they're talking about flipping us from a free market to a not free market system, I'd say you want to destroy America. So when Media Matters put this out, she wrote, "As public officials, we can't really sue. We just have to live with all the vile, untrue things people say about us. Don't I know it? But we can make sure people understand what love for America really looks like, and that this idiot doesn't have an inch of the love that I have for our country." Okay, I believe it's an ounce, but give me an inch and I'll take a mile.
Or an ounce.
Or an ounce. Doesn't matter. So I tweeted a tweet storm. And so far, I just want to let you know, so far, no response.
That's probably because you forgot to tag her in it. When you tag someone in a tweet, they can see it in their feed and they would be able to respond to your specific questions.
I tagged all of them. For instance, here's the first one. "Congresswoman Omar, please tell me how anything I said was untrue. I seriously would like to know because, by and large, you've refused to respond or provide any information to show how any of the collective evidence is false." Tweet two. Also.
Not just you, by the way. We should point out to people like, you know, the Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Correct. Tweet two. "First and foremost, the destroy American line, like all Media Matters clips, was taken out of context. Secondly, how exactly would you describe behavior like embarking on a trip to Israel sponsored by MFTA?" Next tweet. "MFTA are anti-Semites. They've published an American neo-Nazi treatise called Who Rules American? The Alien America, the alien grip on our news and entertainment media must be broken. See here for the archive." 4. "MFTA once published blood libel claiming Jews use the blood of Christians in Jewish Passover. Read it here for the full breakdown. 5. "MFTA once celebrated a terrorist that killed 38 Israelis, including 13 children. Again, see here for the evidence in their own words. 6. "MFTA also celebrated a female suicide bomber named Wafa Adriz, calling her the beginning of a string of Palestinian women dedicated to sacrificing their lives for the cause. See here. 7. "Does dealing with a vile group such as MFTA demonstrate the love for America and our values that you mentioned? Would someone representing American values send this tweet?" And I included her tweet. "Somali government and peacekeeping forces need to protect Hormuz and the Somali telecom industry as they make enormous contribution to the economy and provide a vital service." I wrote, "Hormuz has been identified by the UN as a financier and supporter of the terrorist group Al-Shabaab, also known as Al-Qaeda Somalia. You can read it here and here." Next. "Ilhan, is it becoming of a United States elected official to promote a UN-identified supporter of Al-Qaeda?" Next, "Ilhan, The allegation has been made that you married your brother. Now, this would appear to be the easiest for you to disprove. Please do so. If it's just a nasty rumor, we need to squash it as soon as possible. If it's all untrue, why would you delete the social media post that backed it up? See 15B, which is then the hyperlink to it. 11. If your ex-husband is not your brother, why did he live with a woman you have referenced as your sister in London? Why does she consider your father as her father? And why are these photos of the three of you together, you describing them as brother and sister? Next, in 2016, when you filed a harassment report on a DC cab driver, you did so and called your sister Leah your sister. Why did another witness corroborate that if she's not your sister? Again, easy question the American public would like answers on. You just need to do what you so far have refused to do. Just address them. Next, your personal life is yours unless it interferes with the law. You've claimed you're not having an affair with Tim Minette. So why does his wife claim otherwise in official court documents? Next, can you please explain the insane payments your campaign has paid Mr. Minette? This is not normal. Can you review this and give, if not me, the people that donated to your campaign a reason for these? Hyperlink. But there's much, much more. But let's just start by answering those questions. Please. Surprisingly, she hasn't answered a single one.
And you're sure you tagged her?
I tagged her on every single one. Yeah.
Sometimes you miss it. You have a lot of tweets coming in.
Yeah. Maybe I'm going to retweet it, and then maybe you can retweet this whole thing, and also tag Ilhan Omar.
Maybe anyone who's on Twitter in the audience should start retweeting this particular tweet to see if she'll answer maybe one of the many questions.
Just one.
You've asked her here.
Maybe she had a busy weekend and she didn't see these reasonable questions.
Well, she's got a lot to juggle, we're finding out. She's got all her weekends seem to be very filled up.
It does.
Ilhan Omar.
You know, mortgage rates are down more than 1% since 2018. Maybe that doesn't sound like much, but consider this. If you're looking for a $300,000 mortgage last year, you'd pay $240 more per month than you would right now. A lower rate, even 1%, can make a huge difference in your budget. Now that you know that, may I encourage you to be very, very responsible with your money. The last thing we need is another housing crisis. But if you're in a place right now where buying that house or even refinancing your current mortgage is the right financial move for you, you need to call American Financing. The market is doing really well. Hopefully, it will continue to do well for a long time. But now is the time to take advantage of these rates because they won't be around forever. I read in a European paper this weekend that Americans are trying to get bank loans from like Deutsche Bank that is offering, you know, an interest payment that is below zero. So they actually pay you to take out a loan. You can't get one of those, and you wouldn't want one of those. That's because the banks are struggling and they're about to go out of business. Don't look for one of those. American Financing, the salary-based mortgage consultants, will work with you to develop a plan that best suits your needs. There are no upfront fees, no pressure, people that work for you, and a 10-minute call to American Financing can make all of the difference. American Financing, call them now, 800-906-2440, 800-906-2440, or AmericanFinancing.net.
American Financing Corporation, NMLS 182334, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
So we would really appreciate if you would consider joining us at The Blaze. And I say that to anyone who is a large podcaster or a respected voice on the right or in the intellectual dark web, if you will. I'd love to see Gad Saad join us. I love that guy. And he just is a profound thinker. And we need to stand together, all of us. And it doesn't mean give your business up. It means just come and join us, and be strong, independent, and also under an umbrella where we can all stand together and be heard and seen. Unless we gather steam, we're not going to make it. And Blaze is having probably its best year, best 18 months that we've had since probably the first couple of years. And we're grateful to so many talent that has come here, and has trusted the Blaze to leave them alone and just distribute. And we're grateful to people like Dave Rubin. And Dave wrote to me this weekend, and this is the second time I've been on a blog in the last few days. And I've been on somebody's podcast, and I was on Dave's, where we announced this, you know, this meeting of the minds, if you will. And now he's been demonetized. This episode with me on it been demonetized, so he can't make any money on YouTube on it. Bridget Fetisi, she was blocked by Facebook because I was on it. This is the digital ghettoization of people that don't have the social credit score that the left wants you to have. And we must be everywhere, and we must also gather together in one place to have a castle wall between us.
I mean, their actions in response to the announcement here is really the entire argument.
It is
what we're doing at the Blaze, right?
I mean, it's so crazy that they would do that, because that is exactly what we're talking about, and they know it. I mean, Dave Rubin, you know, he'll say it on the air, but talking to him off the air he is very concerned about all of us. He's like, Glenn, it is over soon, and I think it really could be. And with the cable companies breaking up and everything else going on, there is a real chance to have a real network of diverse voices that do not enter to answer to a central command voice. And that's the Blaze. If you believe in the Bill of Rights, you believe America is a good place, this is the place your voice needs to be. This is the place that will amplify your voice. And that is not just for talent. That is you as well. We really could use your support now more than ever. Tonight, we're doing something on the Blaze at 5:00. I'm going through the socialist status of Scandinavia. They keep saying, we just want socialism like in Scandinavia. That's not what they want. And we look at socialism and their system in Scandinavia tonight. And it's really an important thing. Everybody just accepts that. Well, we're going to take it apart piece by piece today and show you exactly what is happening in the Scandinavian countries. It is not socialism. And that's not our word. That's their words. We have that tonight. You don't want to miss it at 5:00. So join us. It's about the price of a cup of coffee, maybe two cups every month, depending on where you're going. And we sure would appreciate it. If you sign up for a year, we'll give you a $10 discount on it. It's $99. You'll pay $89. Just go to blazetv.com/Glenn. blazetv.com/Glenn. Promo code Glenn. I think we can go back to saying this is the network that you are building. It's just a different kind of network than was defined, you know, 10 years ago.
These things change. Yeah. Yeah. What would it cost Ilhan Omar to get a subscription?
I'd give it to her for free.
I think maybe we should give her one for free. I think, you know, because she was a little concerned. I mean, she was concerned about what you were saying about her.
Mm-hmm.
And you gave her multiple questions. I'm now seeing, 1,000 retweets already on your tweet about all the
I'd like to see that up to 10,000 today at least. Mm-hmm. Just go to Twitter, go to my Twitter page, and there's a whole thread. 15 questions for Ilhan Omar because she accused me of being vile and lying about her. And I'm just asking, can you explain this? Because I would love to clear these things up.
And in Twitter, you know, look, it offers a limited amount of space to explain these things. Right. She can watch multiple shows explaining all of these things with videos and evidence and highlighted documents.
Chalkboards.
Very easily.
Everything. Pictures.
By just joining the Blaze.
All she has to do is just join.
So maybe we'll send her over a free subscription.
Yeah. Get your subscription now. It'll help pay for her subscription because I think she needs one. It is Blaze TV, blazetv.com/Glenn, promo code Glenn. blazetv.com/Glenn, promo code Glenn. Tonight, an episode you don't want to miss. Socialism in Scandinavia? Not so much.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
All right, I have great news and bad news about our cruise through history. The good news is we are adding even more entertainment while we are sailing. Bad news is it is very, very close to being sold out. Literally, just a few cabins left. I don't know why we can't sell these last few cabins, but we want you on this ship. The countries we're going to are going to be amazing, but the historic perspective is what I'm most excited about. We have added David Barton, Rabbi Lappin, Stu, Pat is coming on board. Did you know that one?
No.
And Tim Ballard will be there. Also, in addition, I'll be doing shows. Bill O'Reilly is going to be doing shows with me, one in the Middle East. And we've added more shows on the cruise. All of the things that we learn from this region and what made America truly a remarkable nation. It is all inclusive, including all the airfare, all the gratuities, and time is running out. This is a once-in-a-lifetime cruise. Go to comesailaway.com and learn more. Comesailaway.com. Do it now. Don't miss this historic opportunity. Well, Joe Biden had a good reason why his eye was bleeding last week during that CNN thing. He said it was because of a bad contact lens, which maybe he, you know, mistook a piece of, you know, a broken beer bottle or something. But he said it was his contact lens. And he spoke this weekend. A lot of people are worried about his health. I want to show you what's really happening with his health, and no speculation. We know this to be true. What's helping, what's hindering him on giving speeches, and I'll show it to you in one of the speeches he gave, and also where he's going as a politician. It's very, very smart. However, I don't think he's going to make it there. And we'll give that to you in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
So we're all serious about our jobs, and we want to do the absolute best that we can every single day. However, it is really hard when you're dealing with pain every day. I want you to try out Relief Factor, will you? Please just try it. I feel when I do these commercials, I feel like I'm almost begging you, because I know there are people in pain in the audience, have pain like I had, where I just could not go on another day. And I'm thinking, like, I can't go on another day. But then I hear this commercial, I'm like, oh, that's not going to work. And so I don't try it. And it was my wife that said, you're going to try. When my wife speaks, I do whatever she says. I got to be honest with you. So she said, you're going to do it. And you try it for 3 weeks. That's all they're asking, 3 weeks. So I did. Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com. It has changed my life in the last 18 months, and that's why I'm so hell-bent on getting you to just try it. 70% of the people that try it go on to order more month after month. If it doesn't work for you, you are out $20. But it works for 70%. That could be you. And if it works, you get your life back. I know it to be true. Call Relief Factor now at 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, or ReliefFactor.com. All right, I want to talk to you about what is happening with Bernie, not with Bernie Sanders, but with Joe Biden. Joe Biden is having some real problems with his speeches. And he called President Trump President Hump. And these things, which, you know, you can, when somebody is speaking as much as Joe Biden is, you can understand things like that. But something else is happening. And I want you to listen. But I want you to listen with this ear. He has had two aneurysms now. And the last one, they had to take part of his head off and actually stop the aneurysm and take it out. Now, that second aneurysm that he had, they said for a while that they didn't think he would be able to speak again because it was happening in one of his speech centers. My daughter had strokes, and she has a hard time with speech, and she has a really hard time understanding speech that is coming in and processing it and understanding and trying to find the right word retrieval. She has a hard time with that. And so sometimes she will hem and haw. She'll be like, and she can't find the right word. This is what's happening to Joe Biden. With an aneurysm like he had, and the doctor saying that he may not be able to have word retrieval, he's experiencing a modern day medical miracle, but that's what's happening. So all this talk about him going senile or whatever, no. He has had two aneurysms. And, you know, that doesn't make me comfortable, but that's what's happening. And I want you to listen now to him as he's fighting to find the right words. This is from this weekend.
We cannot, and I will not, let this man be reelected president of the United States of America.
I want you to listen to his pronunciation of some words as well.
Limited to 4 years, I believe history will look back in this presidency as an aberrant moment in time. But if Donald Trump is reelected, Freudian slip. If Donald Trump is reelected, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation. Donald Trump does pose an existential threat to this. It's not hypothetical, threat to this
nation. He doesn't even go back to it.
He does pose a real threat. Wow. The core values of this nation, our standing in the world, our very democracy, everything that's made America, America is at stake, and everyone knows who Donald Trump is.
Hear the slight slur.
Now we have to show them who we are, That we choose hope over fear. We choose science over fiction. We choose unity over division. And yes, we choose truth over lies.
He just said we choose.
Folks, I've never been more optimistic about America's chances than I am today. We're better positioned than any nation in the world to lead the 21st century. We have the world's most powerful economy. We have the greatest research university in the world, more than all the rest of the world combined. We find ourselves with a workforce that's three times as productive as workers in Asia. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to get the hell up. It's time to stop walking around with our heads down. Mm. This is the United States of America. We can do anything, at all we set our mind to.
Stop. Okay. So I wanted you to hear that whole speech for a couple of reasons. One, to hear how it is affecting him. Now, this isn't the first time we've had a president try to do this. The last president we had do this was Woodrow Wilson. Woodrow Wilson was in exactly the same situation. And he decided to push forward, and he went on a tour to get the League of Nations done. And he was giving a speech. He was doing a whistle stop on train, you know, going from city to city, giving the speech. Nobody wanted to hear his speech on, a new world order. But he was determined to give it anyway. And he had an aneurysm or a stroke while speaking. And for a few minutes, he wasn't making any sense at all. And then he tried to continue the speech, and they took him off stage, put him in the train, rushed him back to Washington, D.C. His doctors were with him. He had a stroke, and he was incapacitated for the rest of his term. And his wife actually signed all of the documents. His wife was really our first woman president. So it has happened before. And it is arrogance in Woodrow Wilson's case that's doing this. I don't know. I don't think Joe Biden wants this. I just have a feeling he just doesn't want this.
Doesn't want what?
The presidency.
He has a very strange way of showing that.
I know that. But I just don't think he does.
What do you mean he doesn't want the president? I mean, he could have not run.
Yeah,
he could have. He's leading. He could drop out. Why? What do you mean he doesn't want it?
I think he's to the age, and I think he has had, you know, an aneurysm where he's like, you know, that's a lot of pressure. That's a lot of stuff. I mean, I could die in office. I might want to rather be with my family. Why would I take on this headache? Literally. This is my feeling, and I could be wrong. He might want this more than anything in life, but it's not 2016.
Yeah, I mean, you could make this argument, I think, well in 2016, right? This is what he kind of said. He wanted to be with his family. They were in the time of mourning. That's why he didn't run.
Right.
And, you know, he probably would have, I think he had a really good chance of beating Hillary. Probably. Beats Hillary.
Yeah,
Hillary
I think he would have.
In 2016.
I think he would have.
If he actually runs.
Right.
But in 20, I mean, I think there's a lot of people around him who made those arguments to him. I mean, it's been reported that he basically said, look, it's too important. I need to be there. I need to
and
be
that
there
could
in this
be.
Time.
That doesn't mean that he wants it. That could be that maybe he feels like I have to be there. Otherwise, we have a socialist or we have Donald Trump. That may be. I'm not sure. But I just don't think he's going to. I just don't think he's the guy for the job at this moment in time.
I mean, he tried to do a four syllable word in there, and there was about six syllables in it, and about four of them were not syllables that were normally in the word.
Yeah.
I mean, that is not, that's not a
and you
normal
can hear him.
Flub.
He is searching for words, and he is trying really hard.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that he's senile or he can't be president, but we should at least address that and talk about that. That's what's happening with Joe Biden and his language. That's what's happening. Everybody made this big deal out of the cough. You know, I heard the cough. It doesn't sound healthy. But I don't know what that is. You know, he should release his medical records. He's the oldest guy that would be president if he won. I don't think he's even going to win the primary. Now, let me switch gears here. What he said is the reason why he has a chance of winning. It is very much like the Tulsi Gabbard. If he was young and vital, he might have a chance of winning. But he is not. But what he is saying is the message that it connects with people. And listen to the message. It is the opposite of everything Bernie Sanders is saying, everything that Elizabeth Warren is saying, everything that everyone on the left is saying. He's saying, geez, we're the United States of America. It's time to lift our heads up. It's time to stop feeling sorry for ourselves, and we can just set our minds to do what we have to do. That is a winning message. It's not a winning message with the left. And it is the winning message that actually people on the liberal side, the Democrats that are not lefties, heard from Donald Trump. They were tired of being kicked in the face and told they're horrible. That's what Joe Biden is trying to say here. And it is a winning message. And the Republicans should be listening to that. That is the clear, easy message. Look, the rest of the world needs America. They're not walking around in Hong Kong this weekend and today with American flags singing our national anthem because they're expecting Germany to do anything or Australia or England. They know the only people that have a Bill of Rights that really understand it is America. Now, I don't want to get involved in Hong Kong. The president is, I think, very smart on not getting involved. He does not believe in nation building, nor do I. But we should pay attention to what they're saying. Here is a group that is going to slide into slavery. And I don't know what America could do to help them without going to war with China, which is a horrible idea. But they are slipping into darkness. And just before they slip into darkness, they're crying out to us, not Canada, no one else, us. Help us, America. Help us. If we don't exist, who do those people cry out for? We truly are the last great hope. But we have to get our heads screwed on right. I was listening to a song from Elton John today, driving in. It was Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters. And Bankers and Sons of Lawyers. They can't tell if it's day or night. They can't tell. That's where we are today. We can't even tell if it's night or day anymore. We are so flipped upside down. Mark Sanford said he was going to run and challenge the president. He also at the same time said, if he wins the challenge, I'm going to vote for him.
If Trump wins the primary.
The primary, which
Sanford
he will.
Will vote for,
right.
for Trump, right? Yes, he did say that, yeah.
Why is the Republican Party just canceling all of these primary elections? That's stupid.
I mean, it certainly doesn't, Sanford has no chance to win
chance
the primary.
Of winning.
I don't know why they would,
why worry about it?
Why cancel?
Right. And why primaries? Not challenge and say, hey, we just want to push back and make sure we're paying attention to the deficit and the debt and things like that. And then move forward. We have to look at things logically. We are at a point now that if we act only on our anger and our feelings, we're going to be screwed. And we have a chance right now to save the rest of the world. They're all counting on us. Literally. Listen to the shows last week where I went over the finances of the rest of the world. They are investing everything they have in us, in American companies and American bonds, because we're the only ones that have an engine that is still making money. If we go down, the entire world goes down. We need to be thoughtful and we need to be methodical. And we need to be other words that Joe Biden can't probably say anymore. I cannot wait until next spring. We are going to be sailing through the pristine beauty of the Mediterranean Sea, popping on and off a boat in exotic locations, chock full of some of mankind's most ancient historical sites. All the food and everything that comes with a cruise, plus the devotion to knowledge and the passion for a set of values which you and I both share. This is what you're about to miss, and it is fully inclusive. You just have to get yourself to the airport. Then the airplane, everything, all taxes, all gratuities, everything is all covered. It's our cruise through history. It's going on next spring. We have tons of events, lots of food, lots of fun, presentations by David Barton, Rabbi Lappin, myself, Bill O'Reilly. There's going to be a floating museum of artifacts that we want you to see about the founding of our nation. I'm going to be announcing here soon exactly what this is all about, because it's going to be a year-long dedication of my life to what we're teaching on board. And it's the things that make us as a republic unique from every other country. And these countries played a role in that. Now, there are a couple of dozen tickets left. I don't want you to miss out on this experience. Bring your family if you can, but grab your tickets now and go and find out all about it at comesailaway.com. Couple of dozen tickets left. Grab your seats now. Come with us. Next spring, comesailaway.com. Comesailaway.com. We break for 10 seconds, station ID. Should we go through the the gaffes made by our vice president? This is all after he was vice president. This is only in this run up. I don't think by the time we get to the election, if he is actually the candidate, we are just not going to make it.
We're not going to have enough time during the show to actually play the gaffe montage.
No, we won't.
We're up to, this is our, I think, our seventh update so far.
We've been doing it for about 7 weeks.
7 days, really. I mean, we just started doing the updates to it. And I know every once in a while, they'll be talking about Biden and some of the stuff he said. And I'm like, oh, we never even put that one in. The original, construction of the gaffe montage. Yeah. So there's more to add from the past and current. But this is just since he's announced.
Okay.
Here we go. This is Joe Biden.
We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
Oh, boy.
Wealthy kids, black kids, Asian kids. We choose unity over division. We choose science over fiction. We choose truth over facts. When the kids from Parkland marched up to, and I met with them, and then they went off to up on the hill when I was vice president. They went off the hill. Just like in my generation, when I got out of school, that when Bobby Kennedy and Dr. King had been assassinated in the 70s, late 70s, well, I got engaged. My long-time friend, and she's a friend. She's been my friend in and out of public life. We had over 40 kids shot in Kent State on a beautiful lawn by the National Guard.
We should set up a system, which I propose, which I will put if I'm elected president, that allows the folks at the health department in the United States, HHS.
He's saying that it was President... his fault.
I promise you,
President,
I'm elected president, you're going to see the single most important thing that changes in America is we're going to cure cancer.
Donald Trump is reelected. Freudian slip.
But folks, if you're interested, join me. I could use the help.
Wow.
I mean, it goes on and on. I mean, some of those things are just, we could go back to that one, the President Hump speech. Had multiple. What were they called? Burtations? Remember? Because that one news anchor kind of just stopped being able to speak for 30 seconds and kept saying the word burtation over and over again. She had multiple burtations during that run up to the moment where he calls him President Hump.
How come nobody's talking about the aneurysm thing?
Well, I mean, it's a weird thing, right? You're turning. At some level, you're turning health into politics. But, I mean, in this case, it's important, right? They certainly had no problem mocking Donald Trump's health examination where
his doctor was like
a mad scientist.
He's like a doctor of a villain in some Marvel comic.
He was awesome. He's the most healthiest guy in the universe. That's my medical opinion.
I love that.
That guy was awesome. Why doesn't that guy have a show yet?
I know.
Want that guy. Why hasn't Netflix hired him?
You know, somebody with a medical condition. Can we play Kamala Harris, please? Do we have time? 17 seconds.
What are you going to do in the next 1 year to diminish the mentally retarded action of this guy?
Okay, that's what she says.
Well said.
Okay, well said. Now, she says, well said. So what are you going to do about this mentally retarded Trump? She later apologizes and said she didn't really hear him. Wait, what? And that's not the first time she's done that.
This is her go-to.
Yeah, I didn't really hear it. She may have a hearing problem. We should have her hearing checked.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Nothing better than tooling down the road and then a little check engine light comes on. Oh, yes. No! I hate that. That's why I have Car Shield. I have always hated, it doesn't matter what your car is. It doesn't matter if you just got a raise and there's never a good time when that thing goes off and you're like, oh my gosh, what is that going to cost us? It's the cost of downtime and the inconvenience and the actual cost. Just work. CarShield makes the process of fixing your car for a covered repair amazingly simple. You can have your favorite mechanic or dealership do the work, which frequently isn't an option. They also provide 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. CarShield, their administrators have paid out close to $2 billion in claims, so don't let your check engine light change your life. Get covered by the ultimate in extended vehicle protection. Call CarShield at 800-CAR-6000, 800-CAR-6000. Use the promo code Beck or visit carshield.com. Save 10%. Promo code Beck, carshield.com.
Truth over facts. That's what we do here at The Blaze. Go to blazetv.com, get the news of the day and all the latest on President Hump. Get $10 off with the promo code Glenn.
Fire up. I want to play Representative Clyburn a statement that he made over the weekend that I think is quite telling about where we are today.
You know what? I really believe sincerely the climate that we're in today, if the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments of the United States Constitution were put before the public today, I'm not too sure that we will hold on to the Bill of Rights, especially when I see what people are doing with the Second Amendment. I'm not telling what they would do with the First Amendment.
You really believe that? I mean, that's well a startling statement. You believe that?
Absolutely. There will be a strong support against the Bill of Rights. Go through the Bill of Rights, and I tell you, I run into people every day who would like to see so much of those guarantees uprooted.
Now, isn't he on the other side?
Yeah, I can't.
Isn't he on the other side?
Sounds like he's arguing that it's a bad thing that this would occur, but in reality, he would be completely for overturning the Second Amendment.
Yeah,
right?
He's saying, especially what we're seeing happen with the Second Amendment. Yes, what's happening with the Second Amendment is what they're trying to do to the First Amendment and the Third Amendment, all of the amendments. They're trying to weaken them and violate them by carving out little extra room here and there until there's nothing left of it. But I think he's right for different reasons. I think he's absolutely right. But it would be the left, I think, that would say no.
To at least a lot of them. I mean, the 10th Amendment? There's no way the 10th Amendment stands.
Let's go through them. First Amendment, freedom of speech.
Yeah, freedom of
speech. I think that would.
Yeah, so you got religion.
Wait. Let's go through them one at a time.
Sure.
Freedom of speech, I think, would have a real hard time going through. People would say yes in theory,
except
but
for hate speech.
It would bog
like
down
that.
Into hate speech.
Right.
Correct.
So I think you're right.
Gone. Freedom of religion. Gone. Gone.
Freedom of the press.
Gone. I think a lot of people want to regulate the press.
Yeah, well, that's certainly true.
On both sides.
Mm-hmm. The right of the people to peaceably assemble.
I think that one would maybe pass. And to petition
probably.
Your government?
I don't, I don't think that one passes.
Petition the government?
I keep making this argument. It's like, what you're talking about is essentially lobbying. And everyone hates lobbying. Like, lobbying is an opportunity to go and petition the government. That's what it is.
I read it more as petition the government questioning. I want answers.
Yeah, but that's what a lobbyist is. It's an organized form of that, and people say you can't do it. Freedom of speech is the same thing. You think Citizens United is going to be included in that?
No.
In a rewrite of
the Bill
of Rights?
Okay, so the First Amendment is gone.
Okay, it's toast.
It's toast.
The Second Amendment we
gone.
Know is toast.
It's toast.
We know that one. Jeez. The Third Amendment is, I think, one you might get through here if you wanted to.
And unless now, you listen
unless
to my
Unless you
theory.
Listen to this program.
Yeah.
It's always been my favorite amendment. Soldier shall, in time of peace, be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. So it's important to know that soldiers can just shack up at your house, but they have to pass a law to do it in wartime. And in peacetime, they can't do it at all. It's not banning them from just showing up and shacking up at your house. It's just saying, like, if it's wartime, they have to actually write a law for it to actually happen.
And I say, because the government is involved with Google and Amazon and the NSA, they are quartering soldiers, because that was the point of
that. That was the point of it, right.
Soldiers were going there and trying to find dirt on each individual American by staying in their house and going through their papers and watching them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they are violating the Third Amendment, but, you know.
The Fourth Amendment's already dead, but the right of people to be secure in their person's houses, papers,
gone.
And effects. I mean, that's already
gone.
Dead. Now, would it pass? Because, I mean, it's different.
I think that one might.
It might pass. However, you know, it's already been shredded so much that people's understanding of it is so diluted.
That's the one that has to be. That one has to be brought back to life soon, because we need more protection on our persons. We need protection of our thoughts now. I'm telling you, that's going to be the next thing that people are going to. You're going to be able. They'll be able to read your mind. And I know that sounds like science fiction, but it is not. And you're going to need privacy rights for your own head and your private thoughts. That one, Fourth Amendment, it would have no, you would have net neutralities written by Google and Facebook and everybody else saying, oh, we're going to protect your privacy. Yeah, you don't want that Fourth Amendment. What you want is the Google Mind Privacy Act.
Fifth Amendment. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime.
No way.
Unless under presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising from land or naval forces.
Yep. Nope. Wouldn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't happen.
I mean, we know the Fifth Amendment. People like saying it when they're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, people really don't like it.
Mm-mm. Donald Trump. Let's act now and take that person or those guns, and then we'll worry about it later.
And this one's already dead, right? The fourth and fifth have already been voted out. They just ignored generally. Every once in a while, it's used in a way that that was in accordance with the way it was supposed to be used.
This is kind of bumming me out, Stu. I kind of started with this is kind of fun. It's really kind of bumming me out.
Sixth Amendment. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed.
We're not doing that on really important things, but criminal justice, it's still being done.
Yeah, I mean, this one's kind of, there's not too much opposition to that, I guess.
Right.
Seventh, in suits in common law where the value in controversy shall exceed $20. Whew. Isn't that amazing that they put an actual dollar figure in there? The right of a trial by jury shall be preserved. And no fact by a jury shall be otherwise re-examined in any court of the United States than according to the rules of common
law. Double jeopardy, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Then you've got the eighth.
Wait. I think double jeopardy. No, I'm not sure double jeopardy would even work. Do you think people would vote for double jeopardy?
Well, I mean...
Double? I love that.
Let me give you the least popular argument possible for this. You know, people like, let's say, Jeffrey Epstein, and let's say people like Bill Cosby. You know, a lot of these things are happening, and we all kind of agree these guys are bad guys, and we're glad they're in prison, but it is kind of weird, isn't it? That just these guys that were either acquitted or already tried and went through all of this, and then all of a sudden are going back to prison for the same things? Isn't it a little weird? I mean, it's... I'm not a fan of any of these guys being out of prison, and it's very hard to argue the other side of that. But it is a bit strange. I mean, Bill Cosby had all sorts of accusations against him, right?
Yeah.
A lot of them passed the
statute
of limitations, mm-hmm. and a lot of it comes from sealed court documents that were supposed to remain sealed. And then they just kind of bring him in, and we're like, yeah, but we really don't like you anymore.
So that one, I don't know the details of you can make a case, but with Epstein, you can't. It was Florida. He was tried in Florida. They went after him in New York, not the Florida.
Yeah, but it was through federal. It went through the feds. It did. I mean, and they remember, and there was stuff like, well, not only is this the entire punishment for Epstein, but let me add on to this. No one else that was tied to him can be punished for these things. Wait a minute. What?
Yeah,
how is that part of our justice system?
It's not.
But it does seem like we are going down this road. I mean, they've been talking about doing it with Weinstein, and which they've admitted that, like, all of these things, unfortunately, you're not really able to go after a lot of them. But then they retroactively pass bills that say, well, now there's no statute of limitations on that, so we can go after those people from 40 years ago.
It's not right.
It's like, well, wait a minute, that's not right. I want all these guys to pay the price. It's just a little strange that we do seem to be violating this when it rises to the level of a documentary. If someone gets a documentary about them,
Or a podcast,
or a comedian goes off and the YouTube clip goes viral, then we can overwhelm this amendment and go try them again.
Yes.
There's something weird going on with that in our society right now, and we might want to get that under control.
Because we're not doing it. We're not paying attention to the law anymore. Talk to federal judges. Federal judges will tell you they're seeing cases come up now that have absolutely no rhyme or reason with the law. It's because the judge said, you know, I feel this is right. And the federal judge has to look at it and go, wait, you felt that this was right?
Yeah.
Where is it in the law?
Right. And, feeling is something that you can certainly all say, you know what, I don't want to listen to this person's music or watch this person's show or whatever it is. But going back to prison for those things, despite, like, there's always a way to craft some legal justification for these things. I just feel like the spirit of what's supposed to be happening here is being violated.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's
every
not...
single one of them. Remember the show we did? We did about a year ago on the Bill of Rights. Every single amendment is violated every day.
Routinely.
Every day.
Mm-hmm. What were we on? That was the
seventh.
So the eighth is excessive bail or excessive fines nor cruel and unusual punishments. That one probably is popular enough to pass today.
Yeah, I think so, maybe.
You know, I mean, but again, it's not very well defined.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always pushback on what people use. Like when you say, what is cruel and unusual punishment?
Right.
I mean, you know, there's pushback from the right a lot of times on things that they say are cruel and unusual punishment, and I would argue aren't. But that's kind of a different thing. The Ninth Amendment, no way this passed. The enumeration of the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people.
No.
Again, that gives too much power to the people.
Yeah.
And those things are dead in our society already.
Ninth and Tenth are out.
The Tenth is definitely out. The power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Well, obviously that one's long dead, and they would outwardly campaign against that today. I mean, and you go
through.
You
know what's amazing is we look at Europe, and why did the European Union fail? The European Union failed because it tried to take too much sovereignty away from each of those countries. The idea of the European Union was, look, we're just gonna kind of control the monetary system here, so we're all working as one trading block. Okay, and we're all trading on the same currency.
Makes some logical sense. As,
right.
You know.
And that's really what our government was for. And then the states were all individuals, and they were all different from each other. And with an exception of, hey, Texas can't print its own money, and you can't have slaves, and blah, 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 you got to do what your state did. And so we were all different. When I was growing up, every state in the union was still very, very different. Now, really, Texas, some of them in the West are very, very different. Nothing in the East, really.
I mean, there's differences. Every state has its character
not,
at some level, but it's
to some degree
closer,
but not like it used to be.
With more federal control,
right.
A lot of those differences have been wiped
Correct.
Out.
Correct. So now federal control is what they're trying to get away from with Brexit. And it's the federal control that is causing all the strife here.
Yeah.
We just did the same thing. They took our model and said, look how good this works, except they didn't do our model. And we're not even doing our model anymore.
Right. I think you write the obituary of the European Union a little too early there. What do you mean it didn't fail? I mean, they're about to pull Great Britain right back into it.
I'm telling you, in the next 10 years, there will not be a European Union. The entire thing will fall apart. Either that or it'll be a police state.
I mean,
disagree with that?
I would say, I would say probably do. I don't think it's going to fall apart. It seems to be getting stronger. I mean, yeah, you're right.
Death rows.
There have been, and maybe that's true. I think it's a bad thing. I thought it was a bad thing when they started it. And I think it's a bad thing now. And I think the Brexit is the appropriate and
right
response.
Thing,
but I don't even know if that's going to happen, honestly.
I mean, I know.
Look at what
I don't
Boris
either.
Johnson might be out
I don't know
already.
We got to get what's his name on, Farage.
Nigel Farage?
Yeah, we need to get him on.
Or Daniel Hannan, I would love to hear.
Or Daniel Hannan. I'd rather hear Daniel Hannan.
Yeah.
Because what is happening? What is happening over in England? And what is the response going to be from the people?
I mean, can you imagine going through all of that strife to vote for this difficult decision? You know,
like should we have Obamacare or not? And then going through all of that and then electing a whole group of people that said, we're going to get rid of Obamacare and give them total power. And then they don't do it. Can you imagine what that much feel like? Ugh. All right. Listen up. I've got a great deal from Tecovas. I can't wait to tell you about it. This deal is only available free to you. They never discount their clothing. They never discount their boots because they make them at about half the cost. They sell them to you half the cost of what a similar boot or piece of clothing would cost you of similar quality. You really pay for what you get. Price is what you pay. Value is what you get with Tecovas. A pair of Tecovas cowboy boots, you get everything. You get quality, you get style, you get craftsmanship at half the price of traditional retail. Now, if you buy one of their boots, you spend $150 or more at checkout, enter the name Beck, and you're going to receive a free hand-stitched calfskin card case in a beautiful bourbon color. I carry one. It's what I carry my money and everything else in. It's about a $50 value. You can grab it for free. Tecovas, again, does not discount. They don't give stuff away. But they wanted to say thank you for a very successful summer for all the people that have already purchased boots and everything else. And if you are thinking about purchasing, they want to say thank you for that and give you this free card case, hand-stitched leather, right now for a $150 purchase. Promo code Beck at TECOVAS.com/Beck. Tecovas.com/Beck.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
Welcome to the program. Tomorrow is 9/10, and it was, 17 years ago that we were an innocent country, and a country that I don't think any of us, we thought this country that we're living in now would never happen, 18 years now away from 9/11, which we will mark on Wednesday this year. And tomorrow we want to kind of talk about the innocent America that we were before 9/11. Tonight on television, we are going to talk a little bit about socialism and Marxism and capitalism. Tonight we really focus on that darn elusive Scandinavian socialism. They're not socialist countries. Take it from them. We have a great special you don't want to miss tonight at 5 o'clock, only on the Blaze TV. Sign up now, blazetv.com/Glenn. Promo code Glenn, save 10%.